unanimously. The next item on our agenda is a delegation request by Mr. Richard Dodge. Mr. Dodge, are you here? Wonderful. Please come forward. Am I? Okay.
Well, good morning, and thank you. It's a great pleasure today to be able to present to the commission. I'm Dick Dodge. I'm dean of the Helmholtz College of Natural Sciences and Oceanography from Nova Southeastern University. And with me here at the podium are Dan West. He's director of Broward Parks and Recreation, and Dr. Jennifer Jurado, director of Natural Resources Planning and Management Division, and also Derek Burkholder. He's our lead our turtles, and Stephanie Kazuf, who's the director of the Broward County Sea Turtle Conservation Program. We're here to inform you about the new and continuing partnership of Broward County and NSU for the Marine Environmental Education Center. Its mission is to provide outstanding marine education, interpretive learning, conservation, and research for the general public and children with a focus on endangered sea turtles. The MEEC, as you may know, is part of the historic 1940s Carpenter House at Hollywood North Beach Park. And Broward Parks has restored this property and its ecology of dunes in the hammock community, working with the State of Florida Historic Resources Division and with NSU. The MEEC is also a partner with Broward Natural Resources and Planning for the Broward County Sea Turtle Conservation Program. You may not know that Southeast Florida is the second largest nesting area in the whole world for loggerhead sea turtles, and of course we have other species as well. In 2016, NSU and Broward monitored over 3,500 nests, the most since the program began 35 years ago. We've conducted rescues, education outreach, hatchling releases, and school presentations with over 10,000 people interactions. So we wanted to announce today in conclusion the grand opening of the Marine Environmental Education Center. That's going to be on March 3rd. We invite the commission and the public at 9 a.m. to see the facilities, meet the staff, and to see our live resident sea turtle. So we have a short video that will, I hope, whet your appetite to attend. So if you can look at your screens.
Sea turtles are incredible animals. There's 7 different species of sea turtles worldwide. We're very fortunate to have a number of those here.
They are important in the ecosystem. They eat a lot of algae and seagrass off reefs, which help with coral reefs.
They are one of those keystone species, indicator species of a healthy environment. So if sea turtles are doing well, then we know that sharks are doing well, fishes are doing well, seagrasses are healthy. That's what we want.
One of the very exciting programs is a new partnership with Broward County Parks Department and our involvement with the Carpenter House Marine Environmental Education Center in Hollywood, Florida.
We'll have lots of education materials and activities to go along with learning all about sea turtles.
1, 2, 3, save the sea turtles!
So thank you, commissioners, for your support of this program, and importantly, thank you, County Administrator Bertha Henry and NSU President George Hanbury, for your instrumental support and leadership in this partnership.
Thank you.
We have some invitations and a recent publication to pass out about the, when you pass it out, so.
Okay, I've got Commissioner Lamar.
Mayor, if I might, Dodge leaves, I want to, first of all, I want to thank him for his collaboration and partnership with our work to expand Port Everglades. The impact that you make, whether it's walking the halls of Tallahassee or Washington, for folks on both sides of an issue, or all sides, if you might, when they understand that the Oceanographic Center for Reef Excellence and the work that you do with turtles and the work you do with corals, that you're part of our team, it's very important. And I also like to add that Dr. Hirado's here, and Nicole and Samantha, that helped perform our beach project. You had record numbers of turtles, turtle nesting and hatchlings at the same time we were rebuilding a $55 million beach. So thanks for your partnership.
Let me also recognize all the turtle workers from the Broward County Sea Turtle Conservation Program. We have quite a few in the audience here. So.
You can stay right there. I've got 3 more commissioners. The next person in queue is Commissioner Ryan, followed by Holness. Hey, Dr. Hirado.
I had an opportunity to tour the Carpenter House, and at that time it was still under construction, the renovations. I don't know if you know this, Vice Mayor Furr, but June Carpenter was, for many years, she was an employee of the City of Hollywood, and a big environmentalist, both her and her husband. After they had both passed, she passed second, the family could have developed that parcel. I mean, it's on North Beach, and you could have had, I think there were plans to have four or five townhouses there, but instead it was sold to the county, and I am sure that she is very pleased to know that there are sea turtles swimming in her pool.
That's very true. That's our brand new resident.
Okay. Commissioner Holness.
Let me also add my thank you to Nova Southeast University and your team for this great collaborative effort that we have undertaken over the years. It's great work. It's important work for our community and for the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Vice Mayor Furr.
Dick, it's always good to see you here.
Good to see you.
And I know I've gone with my daughter when she was little, releasing sea turtles right behind there. So it's pretty cool to see that happening. I had a question for you about the conference on reefs coming up in August. Do you know much about, are you going to be involved in that?
Yes, well, I'm part of the planning group involved. This is the United States Coral Reef Task Force. This is a part of a signed executive order of President Clinton. And it includes the seven states and territories that have coral reefs. They meet every year in a different coral reef venue. So it's very important that we recognize this is Florida has, of the reefs in the United States of America, Florida has 74% of the coral reefs. So arguably, with this task force, Florida is one of the most important members, and the group is designed to vet issues with coral reefs and to try to protect, conserve, and promote coral reef health and economic development.
And this is, and it alternates every year, right?
It alternates every year between venues. Last year it was in Puerto Rico. We're in Florida, and then next year I think we'll be in
because Micronesia and Samoa.
Well, there are seven territories, states and territories. That's Hawaii and Florida, Puerto Rico, Guam, Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's a big deal.
It's a national task force and is meeting here in Florida to hear all about what Florida's doing, but also nationally. So it is a big deal.
I say that for us to bring it to our attention because of I was talking with the DEP a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. and I think a few weeks ago I had talked about the problems with the coral reefs in our own backyard. At that time, 18 out of 35 species were having problems. Now it's up to 21. In that short a period, that's how fast some things are spreading and going kind of downward.
We have a serious issue of disease on our reefs, and coupled with global warming and other factors, it's something to take note of.
Yeah.
And the economic importance of coral reefs is well known here in Broward County in Southeast Florida. $6 billion annual income from coral reefs, 71,000 jobs, huge importance ecologically and economically.
Yeah.
So. Very important.
Yeah, and I think it's important for the county to be involved in that.
Absolutely.
However we can be, I think we should be, because that is the reason people come down here for the beaches. They come down here because of the reefs. And if they're in danger, that's a problem. We should be on the forefront of this. So thank you for that. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, our next item on. Thank you very much. Okay, our next.